Welcome to episode 4 of Reclaiming Creativity, the podcast where we explore how to reclaim your creative mojo after having kids. Today I'm interviewing Alicia Summer of Blackberry Magazine and sharing some of the things that I've been thinking about the past couple of weeks. So I'm going to start with my thoughts. We moved north over 6 months ago. We still have boxes that are unpacked, granted, though mostly my husband. And the house looks a little empty still. My little guy is walking and pointing to things and saying "dat" and wiggling his fingers on the windowsills and attempting to say "tickle." My days are a blur. I wake up wishing I had 4 more hours of sleep. I spend the next 4 or 5 entertaining the little guy, in between attempting to take care of my basic needs, like toothbrushing and face washing and hair brushing, along with food eating and house cleaning. Rare is the day that I accomplish that entire list. I don't think I have yet. It's tough when the little guy screams and cries when I'm out of sight. Right after my son came into the world, I short-sightedly promised that I'd do things I haven't done yet, not truly realizing just how little time I'd have to myself on a daily basis. I'm typing this at 11 p.m., heavy-lidded. Probably should be sleeping right now, but my brain won't shut up. I'm praying that the little one will continue sleeping. And it's all a jumble and a bit of a mess, which I think is an understatement. I've been finding small pockets of time to do things like read and write a little and even play with my paints and in my art journal. But it's not nearly enough. Not enough time for me to truly bring the things that are deep inside to the light. The stuff of my heart, the work of my heart requires reflection and deep thought. And frankly, right now, I'd rather have a full 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep than think for 30 minutes. I know this is just a phase. It will pass. And I will miss it to some extent when my little boy isn't so little anymore. I try to remind myself the days where I long to go deeper than Elmo's world. They say that becoming a parent will change you, and it's true, but they don't tell you you'll lose your brain. I've heard some say that you'll lose your mind, but that's something entirely different. I lost mine years ago. It's my brain I miss. I have parental ADD. I can't focus on anything longer than my child can. And I can't afford to if I want to keep him alive. As I've learned, a walking baby is infinitely more difficult than a crawling baby and even more still than a bobble-headed newborn. At least when he was an infant, I could read a book. Now I can't even read a page without him reaching for it, dying for the feel of paper between his teeny little fingers. I said it before, but I really, really miss my brain. It was the one thing I was sure of. My brain was pretty efficient, really good at learning. I could devour books like they were nothing. And it won me some nifty awards in school and made me pretty damn proud. Now, I'm lucky if I can string a coherent sentence or two together. But I know this will pass. It's just a phase. And in the meantime, I'm rediscovering the world through my son's eyes, marveling at all the things he's learning, and taking advantage of those pockets of time, no matter how small, in order to do a few things that feed my soul. Alicia Summer is a wife and mother of three. She digs deep to find the truths and the stories in her soul that need to be told. When she's not knee-deep in laundry and lunch-making, she edits and publishes the literary magazine, Blackberry. So, hi, everybody. I am with Alicia Summer. And so, Alicia, tell me a little bit about what your creative life was like before kids.
Before kids, you know, it's funny. I actually didn't have much of a creative life. Right before then, I was just so busy with working and having fun and, you know, hanging out with people that I let my jewelry making and my painting and even my writing kind of fall to the wayside. So it's just my creative life actually kind of woke up once I had kids, which is odd.
It's actually not that odd. You're not the first one to say that. So that's actually pretty cool. I'm starting to see a little bit of a pattern. Okay, cool. So, you said you had done writing and your jewelry making before. When was that?
Gosh, I've been writing since I could write.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had journals ever since I can remember. And so, I never was big into like story writing, mostly personal stories. Though in middle school, I did write, you know, short story series that I shared with my friends and stuff like that. And same with the jewelry making. I would make gifts for my parents and for my friends and for myself all through my childhood up until, you know, about high school and college when you have to start getting serious about something.
Right. So after you had kids, you said that that's when your creativity kind of awakened. What changed for you and how did that come about?
I think what it was is that I think I was kind of searching for an identity after having my son and going through some postpartum depression. And, you know, I elected to stay home with him, even though I had been working full time beforehand. So there's this big shift and you kind of lose yourself sometimes in just the everyday of waking up, feeding a baby, changing a diaper, making food, sleeping or trying to sleep.
Right.
Feeding a baby, changing a diaper, making food. And so there, you kind of feel disembodied a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was searching for something that would make me feel better again. And after, you know, spending some time online and looking at all those other, you know, super creative moms that have all those blogs, and I was like, oh, you know, let me try something. So I was like, oh, I'll try knitting. And that just did not work for me. And I was like, oh, I'll try sewing. And I have a sewing machine that is still in a Tupperware container from about 3 years ago. And so I was like, why don't I just do what I always wanted to do, which was write. And so I just started integrating that back into my life.
Okay. So how are you finding or making the time for your creativity now?
I don't sleep very much. It's a sacrifice. But what I'm doing now, I'm learning how to do little bits at a time. And so, like, I'll write my morning pages while we all eat breakfast. So, you know, we're all still sitting at the table, but it's one way for me to be doing something when I can. Because otherwise, if you don't make the time or figure out how to, like, squeeze in little chunks and pieces, then you won't get to do anything and then you get frustrated. And so that's actually, it's been a bit of a challenge lately just because we've been so busy with my oldest now in preschool and running around and doing errands, but I have to force myself to be like, okay, you're going to eat your lunch at the table so that while you're eating, you can write something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you have a creative practice?
Yes. Every morning breakfast, I try to write my morning pages. And if I don't get them done at breakfast, I try to do them at lunchtime and nap time. Sometimes my morning pages don't get done till after bed. You know, everybody's done. But I really, really do try to make sure that I write something in the mornings. If it's not, you know, a story or an essay I'm working on, it's at least journaling something, a page or two, so so that I get some words out.
Definitely.
And then, squeezing bits and pieces of whatever else I can in between.
Okay. That's also a big theme I'm seeing as well. Whenever we can get the time, go for it. I've just recently started back on my own creative journey again. So yesterday when the baby was sleeping, I'm like, oh, wait a second. Instead of sitting here playing on my phone waiting for the baby to wake up, maybe I can do something else.
Yes.
Yeah, because usually about the time it is he needs a nap, I'm completely brain dead. So I found that actually doing something creative wakes my brain up again. So that's a nice little tidbit that I didn't really realize before.
No, and you don't even think about it sometimes because, like you said, you are brain dead. So you're like, okay, my mind is so exhausted. I just want to watch, this rerun of Real Housewives, or, I'm going to just sit on Pinterest and pin everything I possibly can before the kids wake up. But you're right, when you go and then actually do something creative, you paint or you just draw and sketch or you write, then you get excited again. And I think that's what I have to, you kind of have to keep remembering is that, oh, wait, this is what actually makes me really happy. So I like Facebook a lot, but I should probably write something because mm-hmm. I'll feel much better doing that.
Oh, yes. You can definitely waste a lot of time online just mindlessly clicking. Yeah. That's been my drug of choice lately. So I need to replace that. It actually is really amazing how much energy I got just from sitting with my paints and my tapes and all that stuff yesterday. It was just definitely a reminder that even though you don't think you can, just squeeze 5 minutes and it'll make all the difference in the world.
Exactly. Peak. I have to make sure I rest enough so that I can continue to create too. And that's a problem because, like I said, sometimes I sacrifice my sleep, but that's not necessarily the best way to go about doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can only survive for so long, sleep deprived. So,
right.
I'm learning how to be more effective with my time. When it comes to big projects, because I publish a literary magazine. And so that's something that, if I am not super structured about how I proceed with it, then I'll get totally overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to do now is go back to using a planner for those big projects so that I'm like, okay, this week I need to send out an email to 2 people to try to, get some PR. Or on Tuesday during nap time, I have to make sure I spend 20 minutes, setting up some auto tweets or something like that. And so organization is becoming now a way for me to push through my blocks and make sure that when I am doing something that I'm being productive, especially if I have a big project that I need to work on.
All right. So do you have any specific organizational thing besides a planner, or it's just kind of like I put stuff on the list and I'll get it done kind of thing?
Oh yeah. I'm super particular about writing things down. I can't do online planners or my husband's like, why don't you just put it on your calendar in your phone? I'm like, cause I won't look at the calendar in my phone, but I have to physically write it out. So I found hours, grids,
mm-hmm.
that go from 6 a.m. to, 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. or whatever. You can probably just set up in Excel if you really want to.
Right.
And this is a trick that actually a school counselor taught me in college because I was having a difficult time structuring my days around my schoolwork. But, I know that from 7 to 10, I'm working on getting breakfast and getting people dressed for school, and then from 1 to 2 is nap time. So, and then from 8 to whenever I decide to go to sleep is all my free time. So it's been trying to figure out, really sitting down and looking at my day
mm-hmm.
and understanding the patterns.
Okay.
And like, you, your baby's really young,
Yep.
so it may, but I'm sure it still has, a fairly normal like nap time and, when they get the bottle and stuff like that.
Yep.
But I think as you start to evaluate the patterns in your day, and then you can just schedule in those blocks of time when you can. And like I said, it even if it's just 10 minutes to sit down and do one sketch or, write three lines of a poem or schedule some tweets or something like that, it's still 10 minutes of really effective time usage.
Right. And what I've been finding is that if I do have that free time, I really have to be laser focused. Which is totally different from what I was working, the way I was working before. Before I had the baby, it's like, I'll just do it this way, and then maybe tomorrow I'll do it that way, and oh wait, I've got some time. Let's see, I'll just surf around a little bit and I'll get something done eventually. Or I've got 16 different projects and I'm working on all of them at the same time. So it's a very different way of working, and it has to be laser focused, or the time just slips away and the baby's up.
And then you did nothing, really.
He's starting to get a little bit more predictable, so that's a
Good.
good thing. So, and also my husband works part-time from home, so he gets to take the baby pretty much for about 3 or 4 hours in the afternoon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Unfortunately, I'm still breastfeeding, so he still needs me.
Oh, yeah.
So
You're still attached.
he's still attached. Although I should probably, get the pump out more often, but that's a pain in the butt too.
It really is. I pumped for 5 months with my first child, and then just because, sorry, it's totally off topic, but because he wasn't breastfeeding, and then at 6 months, I was like, "What am I doing? This is horrible. I can't sleep because when he's sleeping, I'm pumping, and then I have to feed him, and then he's sleeping, so I have to pump again, and then he switched, and then all of a sudden he just like got it, and then it was fine. I'm like, oh wow, this is pretty amazing. So, yeah, I totally get the pump being a pain to deal with. It's time consuming, actually.
It is. And I'm just glad that he's we worked out all the breastfeeding stuff early. So I was like, okay, it's a lot easier, a lot more portable. back on topic. If you were to go back in time to when you were pregnant with your first child and give yourself one piece of advice regarding your creative life after kids, what would you say?
I would say to make sure that you are gentle with yourself in the process. Because that's also been a challenge too, especially as I've gotten more time, so to feel like I could do more things, is that still, even though they're getting older and they're becoming more independent, their needs are changing too, which means that even though I perceive myself to have so much more time to do things, my mental focus and my physical energy is not necessarily always there either. And so I have to be gentle with myself throughout all of this. Otherwise, I just get frustrated and then you get blocked creatively too. So that would be my biggest piece. Don't beat yourself up if you can't get those, three lines of a poem down during nap time. Make the time if you can, but if it's not, sometimes it's just going to be crap. And if it's crap, then it's okay. But at least you did something, that time.
Do you have any specific self-care routines that you do on a regular basis?
Yes. And it's, I always have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea in the morning. That is just, it's just a ritual for myself that, it makes me feel warm. Even if even in the summertime, I always have a hot cup of coffee or a hot cup of tea. I have to have that warmth in the morning, and I always take a long shower every night. It's like a 20 to 30 minute shower every night, and it's just a way for me to like let go of everything that's happened through the day. I can take my time to process things. Nobody can bother me, theoretically anyway, because I'm in the bathroom, I'm in the shower, I'm unavailable. And that and my new thing now is on Saturday and Sunday mornings or afternoons while the kids are napping, since my husband is home, I go to the bedroom, close the door, watch a really crappy movie on Netflix, and write or, play on Instagram or think about my creative projects. And that's just kind of my way of saying, okay, I'm going to detox from my week. Nobody can bother me. This is just something where I can let my mind wander freely without being interrupted. And that's been really huge for me lately.
Well, that's good. That sounds actually like a very good idea.
Yeah.
And since my folks are just a couple doors down, I can always ship them off there if my husband's busy.
Oh,
So
nice.
yeah, we've got quite a few options, which I need to take way more advantage of.
I think too, as moms, especially in the beginning, you're kind of not necessarily afraid to do so, but you're kind of like hesitant to ship them away for a little bit or tell everybody to leave you alone for some time. But you will be so much more happy and like rested and available for them later. Like even just for 2 or 3 hours that you're totally alone and have that space. When I come out of the bedroom, I'm like a totally different person, and I didn't even go anywhere. I just laid in the
No, I've definitely found that. When we have an instituted weekly date night, so we take advantage of, my parents being not too far away, and leave them there for a few hours and go out, and that's done wonders to reconnect with my husband. Because, geez, having a baby really does change things. But yeah, I think I will start. Maybe on a Saturday or Sunday, leave the baby over at mom and dad's, and it takes a couple of hours just to do, some decompressing. I think that's going to be a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
So, alrighty. So for the new moms out there, including me, does it get easier?
Yes.
That's a very tentative yes.
It does get easier because, like I said, they do get older. Sometimes the challenges are different, but I think the thing that really gets easier is that you get to sleep more, and
Yay.
sleep does wonders for a person. Like you don't realize it. And my husband said something once. He's like, sleep deprivation is what they use to torture prisoners. Like it's really not getting the sleep that you need really does change you in a and sometimes a really negative way. And so it does get better because as they get older, they sleep more, which means you can sleep too. And
Yes.
that totally changes you. Like you're just a completely different person once they start sleeping through the night and, for 12 hours at a time. And it gets much better, much easier that way.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with me and answering some of these questions. And got some really awesome stuff. And well, we'll talk again.
Right. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Very welcome. You
Bye.
take care.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I find it interesting that the first two interviews were with women who came into their creativity after having kids. Just goes to show that motherhood can change you. The thing that I came away with from this interview is that you must nurture yourself. You must take the time to decompress, to be alone, to recharge. Self-care is incredibly important, especially if you're caring for others. If you don't take care of yourself, you won't have much to give after a while. I don't know your situation, but I'm very blessed to have my parents and sister living a few doors down. We also have other family and my son's godmother close as well. I have a lot of people willing to take our son off our hands for a few hours at a time. And I wish all mothers can have this. Whatever your situation, though, it's important to find a way to recharge. If you're only mom 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, You run the risk of burning out and not being there 100% for your kids. But if you take some time, whatever time you can find, and do the things you love, you not only give yourself a gift, but later on when your child sees you doing the things that you love, it will give him permission to do the same. I encourage you to find a way to get a solid hour to yourself once a week with no distractions. If you can, hire a babysitter or send the kids over to grandma's. Use that hour or so you kidnaps or institute a quiet time for your older kids and take that time for yourself. You deserve it. Your creativity deserves it. Thank you for listening to Reclaiming Creativity, the podcast where we explore how to reclaim your creative mojo after having kids. This has been episode 4. Please visit reclaimingcreativity.com for show notes, and I hope that you find time to rest and recharge this week.